What a blessing to be here with our seminarians. We've had a full day, Friday and Saturday, formation and prayer, and a lot of eating too with our seminarians as we send them forth in a few days, weeks, back to their seminary. We also welcome all our Dodge City Days folks. In fact, that was one of our activities with the seminarians and Father Wesley, Father Anish, and Father Ted Steckline to go to the rodeo on Friday night. I like the calf roping. Anybody gone to the rodeo? Okay. But I took a poll of these guys, and their favorite part was the motorcycle jump. So much for cowboys. Well, I think I need some help. Would the children come up and help me? Children, come on up. Cowboys and cowgirls. Come on up, my helpers. You can come up. Okay, have a seat down here. Come on up. Have a seat right here. I'm glad you're helping. Hello. Have a seat right here. Crisscross applesauce, they tell me. You know what crisscross applesauce means? Or that old school stuff. Come on up. I have some questions about life. Are you ready? How many times do you eat each week? Maybe once every week? No. You eat more often? How about every day? Do you eat something every day? Yes. How about maybe two or three or four times a day you eat? Okay. Tell me about drinking. Do you drink a glass of water maybe once a month? How often? Every day, maybe a few times a day? Milk or water or juice? That's right. Now, how about taking a bath or taking a shower? Maybe once a month? Oh my goodness. Then you'd smell like the bulls at the rodeo. Maybe every day or every other day. How about putting on clean clothes? Every day, clean clothes. How about sleeping? Do you sleep every night? One of my servers said he was kind of sleepy this morning, didn't get enough sleep. Don't we need enough sleep to be healthy? Yes, eating and drinking, clean clothes, a place to sleep, a good night's sleep. How about exercise? Do you get exercise every day? Does your mom and dad or grandma and grandpa say, get outside and get some exercise? Have you ever heard of that before? Oh, yes. Get some fresh air. All this helps us to be healthy. Healthy and fulfilled and happy and a life of abundant life. And we'll talk more about some others. Well, that's my questions. I have one more question for the girls. If the girls could stand up. Girls, stand up. And maybe God has planned for you to be religious sisters someday. What do you think? Religious sisters? Like, who's out there? Sister, Dominican Sister of Peace, raise your hand and wave. There she is, Sister Rosemary. Do we have any other sisters? So, talk to Sister Rosemary about maybe God wants you. That does, my homily often has that effect on people. Maybe Jesus wants you to be a religious sister, so you can talk to the sisters about that. Okay, girls, thank you. Girls, you can go back to your families. Boys, I have one more question for you. Girls, go on back to your families, and boys, follow me. Follow me. I have another question for the boys. Follow me. Okay, we're going to take a look at these guys here. Do you see the ones in the black cassocks and the white surpluses? All the boys following? Oh, we got a few outliers. That's okay. Now, take a look at these, and don't forget the holy deacon up here. These guys are seminarians. Do you know what seminarians are? They're getting ready to be priests. Very good. You think these guys will make good priests someday, God willing? I think so too. Now, seminarians, take a look at these boys. Maybe some of these boys are called to be priests or bishops themselves. Think some of them would make good priests or bishops? I think so. Very good. Thank you, boys. You can go back to your family. Well, how do we live a life of balance? The first step is that life in the physical world. Getting enough sleep and proper exercise and a healthy diet. That gives us a physical health. But there are more aspects to our abundant life, our life in Christ, our life to have a full life, a healthy life, a happy life. What are those other aspects? Well, one would be our social life, our life of family, a life of friendship, life of chaste affection. All those are necessary for a healthy, abundant, happy life. So physical and social. What's another aspect? All this teaching is from Bishop Gerber. I gave a little talk for the seminarians about having a balanced life. Bishop Gerber taught me this long ago when I was just a little seminarian. Third, what kind of other aspects of our life to have a balanced and healthy and abundant life? Our service, our work. St. Pope John Paul talked about the dignity of work. Sometimes we moan and groan about work, but work is a good thing. Work is a necessary thing for us to lift us up, to give us that balanced and abundant life. Part of that might be reaching out to others in work and not just thinking about ourselves, a big aspect of our lives, reaching out to others. A fourth aspect of our balance is intellectual, to grow in our minds, in our reason. And this is one reason we go to school, one reason we have classes here at the cathedral parish and around the diocese, to grow intellectually. We don't want our minds to be mush, do we? Too much TV, that's what creates mushy minds. Everybody listening to that? We want to grow, reading, studying, learning. Very important part, and that's a big part of our seminarians that they go off to the seminary. Big part of learning about Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church in great detail and great depth, because it's hard to spend a lot of time on that as priests. So a precious time for the seminarians learning intellectually. Well, a fifth component is artistic and cultural, to grow in the arts. Our beautiful music really lifts our minds up to God. Music is an imitation of God, as the beauty of God is mirrored in the beauty of music. How important that is. And thank you for the choir, to lifting up our hearts in music. And the visual arts, our beautiful art around the cathedral parish, the very architecture is a thing of beauty, reminding us of the perfect beauty, which is God. Finally, and most importantly, our spiritual life. How can we grow in our spiritual life to have a fulfilled, healthy, happy, holy spiritual life? Well, you heard that in the gospel, that we are nourished by many things spiritually. We're nourished by the Word of God. Hear the sacred readings. Are we reading the Bible every day, individually, as a family? Are we learning more about Scripture through Bible study in the parish or with other groups? Being active in the parish community here at Our Lady of Guadalupe or our own home parish. being active in the family, being active in our wider community as well. But most importantly, of the most important in our spiritual life, being fed and nourished by the Eucharist. And here is the key passages in the gospel today. Jesus himself said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." That is a profound reality that we're about to share in Jesus' body and blood, soul and divinity, right at this altar. Jesus continues, "Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." This eternal life is contrary to what we talked about with the children, that food that perishes, our bodies will go away eventually. But we're talking about eternity now. How are we preparing for eternity? Well, the Eucharist is that nourishment that prepares us for eternity. Pope Francis had beautiful teachings at the last Corpus Christi homily. I'd like to say three quotes from Pope Francis about the Eucharist. Pope Francis writes, "The Eucharist enables us to abide in Him, in Jesus. It is a bond which unites us to Jesus. It is the fulfillment of the covenant, the living sign of the love of Christ, who humbled and lowered himself in order that we remain united." Another aspect of the Eucharist, uniting one to another. Participating in the Eucharist and being nourished by Him, we are included in a journey which admits no division. Christ present in our midst, in the sign of bread and wine, demands that the power of love overcome every wound, and at the same time that it also becomes communion with the poorest, support for the weak, fraternal attention to those who have difficulty in bearing the weight of daily life and are in danger of losing their faith. Pope Francis is extraordinary in always linking the Eucharist and our faith to reaching out to others, especially those in most need, in our families, in our parish, in our community. Pope Francis continues, "When this happens, we feel the grace of transformation," one of my favorite themes, that we are called to conversion, to a change, to transformation, drawing closer to the Lord's path for us, for God's plan for our life. "Not by our merit, with sincere humility, we will be able to bring our brothers the love of our Lord and Savior. We will be His eyes, which go in search of Zacchaeus and Mary Magdalene. We will be His hands, which soothes those who are sick in body and spirit. We will be His heart, which loves those in need of reconciliation, mercy, and understanding." This is the strength we draw from the Eucharist, from Holy Communion, from the body and blood of Christ. Finally, Pope Francis writes, "Soon, while we walk along the street, we will feel we are in communion with the many of our brothers and sisters who do not have the freedom to express their faith in the Lord Jesus. Let us feel united with them. Let us sing with them, praise with them, adore with them. And let us venerate in our hearts those brothers and sisters of whom the supreme sacrifice was demanded for faithfulness to Christ. May their blood, united with the Lord, be a pledge of peace and reconciliation for the entire world." Let us have a balanced life. Let us balance our life physically, socially, culturally, intellectually, all these ways, but most importantly, spiritually, with the source and summit of our life, the Eucharist, Holy Communion, the bread of heaven, Jesus' body and blood. He gives us to us because He loves us more than we can ask or imagine.